This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Boker Tov. We're continuing in our series on Tefillah. This series is sponsored by our good friend in Los Angeles, Rabbi Sal Rose, Lila Nishmas, his brother, Tzvi ben Levi Yitzchak, Nisham Hashem and Aliyah, Shulmez Yosher for the whole Mishpacha, Adbi Askel Tzedek. We are going to, let me try to get the Mar Mekoymos up. We're continuing in Baruch Sha'amar. And today we have a really fascinating subject regarding Baruch Sha'amar, and that is the significance of the number of words in Baruch Sha'amar. The Bach in Or Chaim Siman Nun Gimel says, "Tzorach sheyomer Baruch Sha'amar umad." One needs to say Baruch Sha'amar standing. Shehari b'sefer Toilas Yaakov. In the Sefer Toilas Yaakov, he brings, and he actually brings this in the name of the Or Zeruah. He says, "Ra'isi bar Zeruah ki shevach zeh teknu anshe knesses tagdaila." So regarding the issue of who composed it, it's clear it's not from the Goyim, it's from the men of the Great Assembly. And where did they get it from? Al pi piska shenafal min hashamayim. A little tzetel came down from heaven. What was on the tzetel? The winning lottery numbers? Better than that. Umatza'u kasav ba, and they found Baruch Sha'amar written on it. V'yesh boy peizayin tevois. And Baruch Sha'amar, according to this little tzetel, has 87 words. V'kasav ba'ar zeruah. It's written in the Or Zeruah, V'oid kiblu anshei ha-kabbalah sheshevach zed tzorach l'omrei me'umad. The men of mysticism also accepted that we need to say this standing. Why? Lirmoiz shehu keneged hatsura ha'al-yayna. In order to be merames, that it corresponds to the upper image. Hadu hudechsev srafim oimde mima'aloi. The heavenly angels stand opposite him. In other words, Baruch Sha'amar is supposed to be mimicking the way the malachi asharis are situated upstairs, where it's srafim oimde mima'aloi. L'chein b'chol eretz Ashkenaz v'tzarfas, in the land of Germany and France, oimrim shavach shel Baruch Sha'amar b'amida. They say the praise of Baruch Sha'amar standing. Kach kiblu min ha-chasidim anshei maisa. This is what they received from the pious ones and men of action. Oimrim maisa b'amida. Okay, so the reason why we say Baruch Sha'amar standing is it's supposed to be mimicking the form that the Malachi Ashares are in, and that is Srafim Oim de Mima Alai. Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, Yesh Loimer Baruch Sha'amar Benigun, you say Baruch Sha'amar with a tune. Baruch Sha'amar V'yoylam Baruch Hu. You know, whatever that tune is, that's the Shabbos tune. Uvenima, with a sweet melody, Kihu Shir Noe V'nechmar. It's a very beautiful and desirous song. B'taknu anshe knesses tagdoila ayde agadash shenafla min hashamayim umetzau kasuba v'yeshboi pei zayin tevois. And the siman is rohoi shoi kesem paz. That's from Shir Hashirim. Its beginning is a medal of ornament. V'kiblu lamra meumad. Even when you davening on your own, you stay it standing. V'al pi soid. It's a secret. It's a Kabbalistic secret, yesh ah. Yesh loimar b'fe amoy v'loy b'fi amoy. Well, let's take a poll over here. Raise your hand, let me get everybody on. And we're going to have to pull everyone out of hiding. I don't like to do this, I like to allow people to hibernate on Zoom. But we're going to pull everyone out of hibernation. By a show of hands, who says b'fe amoy? By a show of hands, who says, so right now, 3 out of 12 say b'fa'amai. Well, let's start like this. How many people daven shachris? Let's start with that. Only 1 out of the 12 daven shachris. So then, and it's amazing how out of 1 out of 12 daven shachris, 3 are saying Baruch Sha'amar. Okay, I'm assuming everyone's davening shachris. Okay, who says b'fa'amai? Raise your hand if you say b'fa'amai. Raise your hand if you say b'fi amoy. 17 out of 12 say b'fi amoy, and 22 out of 12 say b'fiyam. It's amazing. Okay. So, unsure. We're undecided. Some...
What?
B'feh. Yaakov is... Yaakov says b'feh. And does anybody disagree with him? Rabbi Yossi Sarmer says, no way. B'fiyamai. Everyone else is undecided. They're going to see who's right, and then they're going to say that's what they do. Right? So... it's either b'fe amoy or b'fi amoy. Now, why would it be one and why would be the other? Hamuhu b'fe amoy, who is praised in the mouth of his people. B'fi amoy, in my mouth of the people, we'll have to see. Let's start with the siddur of the Arizal. In the Arizal siddur, it says, b'shashe yisor maschil en lemer bar sha'amar. When the Israelites, when the Jewish people begin to say Baruch Shemar, maschilin amalachim lamala loymar, then the heavenly angels begin to say, ha'aderes amuna na 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 lechai oylamim. They sing the pir lechai oylamim. V'zeo apirush shamalachim oymim ha'aderes b'shava im Yisrael. The Malachim say the period of Aderes together with Israel. Ki b'shaveh, the word b'shaveh, Rashi Tevois, Baruch Sha'amar v'haya ha'olam. The word b'shaveh, equally, is Rashi Tevois, Baruch Sha'amar v'haya ha'olam. V'yesh boi gam kein pei zayin tevin. Ha'aderes v'ha'amuna also has 87 words. V'alkein yesh loymar ha'aderes koydim ba'o sha'amar. Now, here's what we call the, maybe, a stretch. Since the Malachi Ashares say ha'aderes v'ha'amuna when we say baruch sha'amar, because we're b'shaveh baruch sha'amar v'ha'ya oylam, and when we say our 87 words, roi shay kesem pav, Paz. The Malachi Ashares say Ha'aderes V'Emunah. Therefore, you should say Ha'aderes V'Emunah before Baruch Sha'amar. Now, I believe that Nusach Sfard, they say Ha'aderes V'Emunah before Baruch Sha'amar. Is that right? Any Nusach Sfard people here?
Yes, only on Shabbos.
Only on Shabbos. You only have a Nusach Sfard on Shabbos. What do you do during the week? I'm joking. Sorry. Okay. I couldn't help myself.
We only say Aderes V'Emunah before Baruch Sha'amar on Shabbos.
Okay, you only say... anyone here say Aderes V'Emunah before Baruch Sha'amar during the week? Yaakov, what do the Sfaradim do? Now...
Only Yom Tov and Chacham, only
Yom Tov. Not Shabbos. So, the Sfaradim only do it Yom Tov. The Hasidim, they do it only Shabbos and Yom Tov. And what Nusach Sfard is supposed to do is say it every day. That's what that Rizal says. Now, I keep...
Some Sfard Siddurim
have it there. In case you want to do the right thing. Okay, that's good. It's always good to have the option of doing it right. The Arizal says, you say Aderes V'Emunah before Baruch Sha'amar. And how do you say it? V'yoymer b'kriya v'shtachavoy. You should be bent over, bowing down, be'ema v'reses l'ziya. Okay. Now, just because the Malachi Ashari say Aderes V'Emunah, when we say Baruch Sha'amar, why do we have to say Aderes V'Emunah? What is that, you know? Just because they do it, who says we have to do it? So Arizal says, therefore you should do it. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't do it. You know, we have our siddur, and the Malachi Ashari have their siddur. They say their thing, and we say our thing. So, now we agree, Nusach Ashkenaz is maskim, that certainly Malachi Ashar say Aderes V'Emunah, it's just that, you know, that's what they do, and we don't do that. If you look in the Siddur of the Rekeach, he says, Baruch Sha'amar has 87 words, it's Keneged, the Pasuk, Roi Shoy Kesem Paz, don't add words, and it was enacted corresponding to Aderes V'Emunah, because if you look in the Sefer Rikma, Shenichtav B'chsivas Malachim, if you look in the book Rikma, that's written in the writing of the Malachim, it says Aderes V'Emunah is the song of the Malachi Asharis. Now, in the footnote on the Siddur Rekeach, he says, in the Siddur Tihin Gan, on the Tefillah of Yom Kippur, it says Adar, it says 87 words like Baruch Sha'amar. However, he says you should have a lot of kavana when you say this Hadaras Vehemuna, but how exactly Baruch Sha'amar corresponds to Hadaras Vehemuna is not clear. So a very interesting idea that Baruch Sha'amar is keneged Hadaras Vehemuna and has 87 words, comes the Magen Avram, Oimrim Baruch Sha'amar Me'umad B'yachid. You say Baruch Sha'amar standing, even when you're davening yourself. Befe amai, besegal. You don't say befi amai. You say befe amai.
Rabbi, how come the Ashkenazim say Hadaras Vehemuna in the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur davening? Now, we don't, as far as I know, Ashkenazim don't have it as, you know, that you say it in Simchas Torah, maybe one of the dances, but in the davening itself, you do have Hadaras Vehemuna in the Nisach of the Yom Kippur.
Yeah, look, it's apparently a very holy song. It's designated for the Malachi Hashareis, and on the high holidays, it's more appropriate. But why specifically on Rosh Hashanah, I'm not sure. But we have the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says that we say Befeh Amai. Look in the Anaf Yosef, he says, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch of that Rizal, Befeh Amai. You know why? Because the whole Baruch Sha'amar is Roshoi Kesem Paz, 87, and Befeh is 87. So since the whole foundation of Baruch Sha'amar is 87, you should say Befeh, 87, because Befi is 92. What does 92 got to do with anything? Comes the Aderas, not to be confused with the Piyot Ha'aderes V'ho Amuna. The Aderes was Rebbe Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Te'umim, the father-in-law of Rav Kook. The shul in Rabbi Taitz's shul, Aderes Eliyahu, is named after him. He says, Hamahulal b'fi amoy, einoy muvan das o'imim loyma b'feh. I don't know what those people are doing saying b'feh. Oh, you know why? Because b'feh is Gematria 87. So now we're going to say wrong words in davening to get the right gematria, so it should symbolize the gematria of words in that particular chapter. Bishvil haremez hakal, sheyesh bo'ezer bracha peizayin tevas, just because of that small remez that there is in that bracha, 87 words. Aside from the fact that you'll be hard-pressed to count 87 words in any particular nusach of Baruch Sha'amar, lama nemar b'loshin meshubash bishvil zeh, we're going to corrupt the pronunciation of Baruch Sha'amar and say the word Befeh. Befi is more grammatically correct. You're not going to change it to get a better gematria. Like the Beis Yosef says regarding Kaddish, that we're not changing words to get better gematrias. You know, even though in our share we do like gematrias, but one thing we're not going to start saying different words to get other gematrias. Although, I will humbly disagree, and I will there's a Ber Heitev on Berchas Hamazon who quotes the Shla HaKadosh that actually we distort two words in Berchas Hamazon for the sake of a better gematria. I'll give you the example. We say Tamid Loi Chasar Lanu V'Yal Yechsar Lanu. We say Tamid always, he did not Chasar Lanu. That doesn't make any sense. It should say Tamid Loi Chisar Lanu. He did not cause us to be missing. Not loy chasar lanu. Always we were not missing on our own. That doesn't read. V'al yechsar lanu, and it should not be missing. More correctly, it should say tamid loy chisar lanu v'al yechaser lanu. However, says the Shla, the word chasar and yechsar, if you take the nekudos of chasar, it's kamach and patach. Yechsar, it's segol, shva, and patach. If you add it all up, a kamach is 16 because it's a yud going down and a vav horizontal. A patach is 6, so that's 22. And then the nekudos on yechsar is a segol, which is 3 yuds, a shva, which is 2 yuds, and a patach, which is a vav. That's 56. 22 and 56 is 78. It's the gematria of lechem. And even though the words are not accurate, but But in order to get a gematria of lechem al pi kabbalah, we pronounce it tameloi chasar lanu v'al yechsar lanu. Even though it's more grammatically correct to say tamid loy chiser lanu v'al yechaser lanu. However, says the Aderes, in his mind, it doesn't make sense to say befe amoy to get a better gematria. We don't find the Rishonim were koiveya simanim of the number of words in all the brachos. Av shemanum v'siprum v'itziyam b'minyan kol brach v'fnei atzmai, even though they counted every bracha by itself, but they didn't make a simin in the bracha of how many words are in it. U'mayishna davka brachazu, so why would this bracha be different that we have to say b'feh amai? It's more correct to say b'fi amai, the fact that the gematria doesn't work out, that should be your biggest problem in life, that the simin for the gematria of the number of words of that parak doesn't work out, and therefore the Aderes Eliyahu defends Rabbi Yossi Samra's way of pronouncing Baruch Sha'amar. However, the Magen Avram and the Anaf Yosef, they all say to say b'fe amai. The Shulchan Aruch Harav says b'fe amai. It comes the Holy Chidah, you should be very careful to say 87 words, and you should say Hamuhulal b'fe amai, not b'fi amai, because b'fe is gematria 87, and the Arizal says this. And many ask, because of this gematria, are you going to distort the language? Al pi diktuk, it should be b'fi amai. However, says the Chidah, I found in the Sefer Kavanas Hayashan that this Baruch is keneged the Tikkun of Yud Beis Soid HaPeh, and therefore you need to say Befeh. Okay, so some Kabbalistic reason to say Befeh. Now, I'm sure, what do most people do? Most people just say what it says in their Art Scroll Siddur. But it's interesting that there is a very heated machloikas about whether it's Befeh or Befi, and actually this is one of the benefits of being on Zoom, because could you imagine if we were actually together in one room and one guy said Befi and one said Befeh, it would be like people would be at each other's throats, especially on a tinnitus where nobody had caffeine and people are in a bad mood. So therefore, Ribbono Shel Olam protected and we're in separate screens, and everybody could continue doing either Befi or Befeh. Befi is the opinion of the Aderes, Befeh is the opinion of the Magen Avram, the Arizal, and the Chidah. If you don't know what to do, you should say Befeh. That is more of the consensus of the Poskim Mekubalim. Fine. Let's continue on in Baruch Sha'amar. What's interesting is the word Beshaveh is Rashi Tevois, Baruch Sha'amar V'hoya Ha'olam. Fine. In the Siddur of the Shlah, we got to go visit the Shla in Tveria, but that's for a different time. In the Siddur HaShla, he quotes what the Bach quoted. It says in the Toilas Yaakov, and I saw in the Arzarua, that this Shevach was enacted by Anshik Nasagdola based on a piece of paper that fell down from Shemayim with 87 words. The simon is Roishoy Kesem Paz. And you should stay it standing to mimic the Malachim, Srafim Oim Demi Maloi. And that's what they do in Germany and France. Now, the Shla HaKadosh says something remarkable. Baruch Sha'amar V'hoya Ha'olam. Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu Yisev Vereishis. Baruch Hu Yimer V'yoyse. Baruch Goyzer Mekayim. Baruch Merachim Al Ha'aretz. Baruch Merachim Al Abriyos. Baruch Meshalem Sochot Tov L'Reyav. Baruch Chai Lo Ad V'Kav L'Netzach. Baruch Shemoy. Baruch Ata Hashem Lekin Machan Malo Befe Amoy Meshubach Umfar Bishan Chasid Va Avada Vshei David Avdech Na Alach Hashem Lekin Meshubach Zmezman Negadach Neshavich Nefarach Menaz Kishumcha Vamlich Malkin Elokeinu Yachid Chel Melech Meshubach Umfar Adi Ad Shmei Agadol Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Malo Bat Tishbachos. Nope, not, I didn't get it right. Baruch Shemar Vayolam Baruch Ho Baruch. Ah, thank you. I left out Baruch Poydeu Matzil. Good. That was just to make sure that you're paying attention. Okay. So, there are 13 Baruchs in Baruch Sha'amar. Okay? Baruch Sha'amar V'hoya Ha'olam, Baruch Hu, Baruch Amir Vayisir, 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 Baruch Amir There are 13. Three of them are debatable. Why? Baruch Hashem Rabbah Hayo Olam, Baruch Hu. You know, you would think if I'm giving a shir on the siddur, I should have a siddur over here. Let me get a siddur. Okay. Three of the Baruchs of Baruch Shammah are debatable. The reason is Baruch Shammah Vailam, Baruch Hu. And then we say Baruch Ha'alah B'kam La'Netzach, Baruch Poydo Matzil, Baruch Shammai. The Shlah is going to say Baruch Hu and Baruch Shammai is something you say anytime you hear a praise of God. But you hear someone say Baruch Ata Hashem, you say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shammai. So you could perhaps not count the Baruch Hu. You could perhaps not count the Baruch Shammai. And you could perhaps not count Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Melech Batish Bachesk because that's the Chasima. And therefore the Shlah says there are 10 praises in Baruch Sha'amar Kineged the Asara Mamoroi Shenivra Ha'olam. The Baruch Sha'amar is we're praising God who spoke and the world came into being. So Kineged the 10 statements with which God created the world. We have Baruch, 10 Baruchs. Kinegda Asara Melech David Alav Shalom Sefer Tehillim beside Asara Mine Zemra. We know that David composed 10 types of praise in Tehillim. Therefore, we have 10 Baruch Sha'amras Kineged, the 10 Ma'amorim that Hashem created the world. The remez to this is, what's the remez that Baruch Sha'amar corresponds to Asara Ma'amor Shenivra Olam? Because it begins Baruch Sha'amar. Now, what are the 10 statements with which God created the world? These are the 10 spheroids. Uvetevois sha'amar nirmazu rashe tevois shel asara mamores. What does that mean? Which are the 10 spheroids? If you take the rashe tevois of the 10 spheroids, you say, I don't know what the 10 spheroids are. Now, you used to be able to use that excuse, but now that you learned Tamar Devara with us, now you have to know what the 10 spheroids are. Keser, Bina, Keser, Chachma, Bina. Instead of Chesed, he uses Gedula. It's the same thing. Gedula is Chesed. Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yisoid, Malchus. Is Gematria Tavkuf Mem Aleph, 541. What's the Gematria of Sha'amar, 541? So the remez that the 10 Baruchs of Baruch Sha'amar correspond to the 10 statements with which God created the world is because the 10 statements with which God created the world are the 10 spheroids. They are Rosh Tevos 541. Veda ki Baruch Hu, that's mentioned in the beginning, and Baruch Shammai are not included in the cheshbon of the 10 Baruchs. Only, it's like a Baruch Hu, a Baruch Shammai. These are words that we always say when we hear a bracha. And the Marshal writes similarly in a tshuva. Now, why do we dafka say Baruch Hu, Baruch Shammai here? You could throw in Baruch Hu, Baruch Shammai in any chapter of Pesukim Zema. The answer is the foundational principle of Baruch Sha'amar is 87 words. So they were missing 4 words. So they added Baruch Hu, Baruch Shammai, but it's not really part of the main body. So there are 10 brachos. Besides Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Melech Batish Bachais, which is the chasima of the whole thing. This is the nusach of the Ashkenazim, that they have 87 words, and according to the Sfaradim, they have a different nusach. But Mor V'Raboisai, if we were to count all the Baruchs of Baruch Sha'amar, including the Baruch Hu, and the Baruch Shammai, and the Baruch Ata Hashem Melech Melech Batish Bachais, we have 13, and this is an idea that we've spoken about in the past, that the entire Shacharis is based on the number 13, namely Yigdal, namely Yud Gimel Midah Shatar Nidreshes Bohem, namely the 13 Baruchs of Baruch Sha'amar, followed by 13 parts of Psukei Dezimra, followed by 13 praises of Yishtabach, followed by 13 middle brachos of Shemona Esrei, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that there are 13 Baruchs Keneged Yud Gimel Midos to be Moishech Bracha from each and every Midah, and also Psukei Dezimra has 13 Inyanim, and they are Haidu, Mizmar Lasoida, Yihi Chavoid, Ashrei, you have the five Mizmarim Halalukas. Number 10, Baruch Hashem Le'ilam Amen Ba'amein, Amar Lemvai Baruch David. Number 12, Vakarais. Number 13, the Shir Sayam is 13. Keneged, the 13 Baruchs. Bav Rav Yisai, that will conclude our Shir on Baruch Sha'omer, and we will start momentarily something on the Parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.